As we begin on lesson four, I hope you resonate with some of the ideas you've heard and are opening to new possibilities for your life. Are you noticing that you are welcoming this adventure into the depths of your soul, or are you approaching it with resistance or hesitation? Are you becoming clear about what you truly desire? How would your life change if you have accomplished this? Keep creating a splendid vision of the life you desire. Keep feeling how good that feels to you. Today's session is on becoming conscious. Becoming conscious will give you feelings of freedom and empowerment. As you become conscious, a whole new world opens for you. You have lots of choices and possibilities before you. At first, it could seem a little too much responsibility to think that you are co-creating your life. But at some point, it feels so good that you have it within you to do what you love. If what is happening in your life no longer fits that vision for your life, let it go or figure out a plan to let it go. As you evolve to your higher version of you, you will continually reflect and release that which is no longer needed in your life. What does becoming conscious mean to you? How do you see your life and the world? What's your perception of how things are going? Abraham Hicks says, "You are the vibrational writer of the script of your life, and everyone else in the universe is playing the part you have assigned them." So let's think about this. I believe my life is blank. What would you fill in there? I believe the world is, and a blank. What would you fill in there? You get what you think. It's the self-fulfilling prophecy. Your point of view creates your reality. So take notice what you think will show up in your life. If you think your life is happy and joyful, you will find experience to reinforce that belief. If you think life is going downhill, you'll get that too. If you believe the world is an abundant world, you will see that. If you think the world is a sad state of affairs, the world will show you that too. The universe is providing you experiences and situations that align with what you believe and how you perceive life to be. How are you allowing outside circumstances to control your life? Where are you creating things in your life you no longer want? What do you want more of in your life, less of? If you have perceived the world in a way that's no longer serving you, find people who are living it the way you want. Use them as your guides, mentors, and teachers. Everything you desire is possible to have the life you long for, as long as you align your beliefs, thoughts, words, and actions. Think again to your vision and your dreams. If you want kindness in your world, how do you describe your life in the world above? If it wasn't in that direction, that's a great place to begin shifting and becoming conscious of how your life works so that you can get in alignment. If your life feels out of control, frazzled, or stressful when what you value and what you do then are not aligned. For this work, becoming conscious is becoming awake, awake to the world beyond your physical level of existence. It's paying attention to a broader world than the content of your name, occupation, and roles you play. Seeing beyond your own knowledge and beliefs does not come natural. You'll feel comfortable and safe in the world you know. You are often attached to different roles and beliefs you hold. Once you've created these attachments, you begin limiting your perspective of the world, at times to the level it controls you. It's important to understand so that you realize how these limitations are creating a box for what's possible for your life. Only with a deeper awareness of yourself, are you truly open to your higher self? You understand the world as the mind, body, and spirit connection. You understand you, how you show up in the world, and how the world beyond you operates from your perspective. You let go of decisions dominated by the ego or material world and live more in the presence, the essence of what's happening. You see how the quality of your experiences is based on whether you're operating at the level of your ego or you're operating from your soul, and if it's aligned with what's true for you. That's the great joy of being conscious. Becoming conscious is your ability to be aware of what's happening. It's like your wake-up call. You begin looking at what parts of your life are controlling you. Remember how I shared with you about the excuses and lies you might be using in our lesson on responsibility? I explained how if you were playing a victim, you're giving away your power. Well, all of that process of becoming conscious, taking back your power, your life, you begin unhooking from outside places that are controlling your life. It allows you to open up. You make choices based on your dreams. It frees you from a limiting past and brings in new insights. It represents you at your best. You find peace with yourself. You're in harmony with what is. As you become conscious of what's driving your life, you're able to take back your power and be the decision maker of what's right for you. You are paying attention to your world, your thoughts, and your actions. You are becoming intentional about your choices and how you operate in the world. You're able to make the choices that align with your desires. It's about being present and not just having another day go by through routines. You consciously choose how your days go. You understand you are in charge of your world. It's about realizing you're creating your reality rather than life is being done to you or happening to you. What would you need to live a conscious life? By focusing your mind and guiding your thoughts, you can bring about the things you desire. You learn the importance of protecting your thoughts and feelings and actions so that they're not polluting your world. You are working to create a life in harmony with your vision. Try this exercise to begin paying attention to some of your thoughts and beliefs. Think of a scale of I agree, I somewhat agree, or I disagree for each of the statements that I'm going to say. The first one is relationships are hard. Do you agree, somewhat agree, or disagree? Living your best life can happen new each year. Do you agree, somewhat agree, or disagree? Joy comes from within. You can direct the quality of your thoughts. Money comes easily to me. Where were you on each of these? Just take notice of your thoughts, feelings, and resistance when I made the comment, when I made the statement. What was sparked in you? As you go through the different lessons, be willing to open to new ideas or comments. Notice if the ideas are calling you to expand your thinking. This 21-day journey is to awaken you to new ideas or thoughts. Exercises like these are to jumpstart your thinking. Until you start questioning your thinking, you don't have the opportunity to open it up to other possibilities. Now take notice if there are things happening around you that are not like you believe. Do you make others wrong, bad, or not right if they don't believe the same as you? Think about religion or politics. It can quickly get you to see how you perceive the world. It's not right or wrong. The idea here is to begin becoming conscious of how you see the world and realize that there are other possibilities. The world mirrors what you're thinking. But if you can look outside your world, you can see a world full of endless possibilities. Some of the things that you might be attracted to, and then there'll be other things or situations that you have no interest in for your life. That's why the contrast is so important. It shows you possibilities. Like the buffet, it allows you to make choices of that which you like and which are right for you today. You leave the rest. No need to judge or make it bad or wrong. It's just not something you desire for your life at this point in time. And this is a much more peaceful way to perceive the world. That's why it's so powerful to become conscious of what's happening in your world. That's why there's such an abundant universe. There's so many choices and possibilities, and each person is unique in their desires and choices. Not everyone sees it your way. Not everyone wants what you want. It allows you to see the vast possibilities as opportunities rather than judge things or make others or situations wrong. It frees you that you don't have to be a certain way. It's a good thing because it allows everyone to be able to create their imagined life. That's why this work is so powerful. You're designing a life that you find valuable and that makes your life meaningful and purposeful. It's living a conscious life that aligns with your vision, dreams, and passions. What could be possible for your life if you knew for sure that you are creating the life, creating your life with your thoughts, words, feelings, and actions? How could becoming conscious benefit the way your life is going? Becoming conscious benefits you as you begin understanding that everything happens for a reason, that fear is replaced by love, that you see how healing can happen, you tap into your divine wisdom, and you understand the power of your thoughts. It changes how you view life's peaks and valleys. Start noticing what feels right to you. If something feels right to you, you give it more energy and focus on what it is you like. If you no longer desire something in your life, you let it go. No longer give your attention to it. The idea is to start paying attention to everything in your life. If you like it, keep doing it. If it's not what you want, let it go or change the situation. You change it in the direction of what you want to happen in your life. You then see how you're the co-creator of your life. As Dan Millman states, conscious evolution begins as we take responsibility for clearing our own obstructions. How can you awaken to life's possibility? Is your life how you dreamed and focused it to be? Here's how the process of becoming conscious works. First, you become conscious of what it is that you desire and what your vision, passion, and dreams are. Then, you align your life around that. Your choices are based on what you have defined that which you want to have happen. The quality of your choices will determine the quality of your life. And you have the constant feedback of how it's going with the evidence of what's happening in your life. You have everything inside of you to know what's best for you. Do you trust it? Where could you begin? How could you use your emotions to guide what works in your life? Were you like me and were taught you couldn't feel your emotions? Well, that's another step you'll have to go through if so. Do you have beliefs around feeling your feelings? You have to dig into that. Your feelings are the best guidance system. You know what's right for you if you listen to your body. Just like I mentioned the other day, if it feels light, it's right. Here's an exercise to begin noticing your feelings. What if you began today noticing when you feel joyful? Keep track of when you're joyful. Make a chart at the end of the day of times you felt joyful. What was it that made it that way for you? And then each day, try to add that feeling to your life. Try to say something like, tomorrow I'll do one more thing that I know makes me joyful, like smile at people you come across. Before you know it, your life will be full of joyful times. That's why becoming conscious of your life is one of the best things you can do for yourself. You can control how your life goes. If you aren't into joyful, choose another feeling that you can begin directing in your life. This exercise is a sample of the way you can become conscious of your life. Becoming conscious is a lifetime process. Gay Hendricks wrote the book Conscious Living, and he has 5 lessons of conscious living. He says, feel all your feelings. By feeling deeply and being able to resonate with your feelings allows you to lose the grip the feeling might have on you You can be informed by them rather than run by them. Number two, you seek your truth. It's your journey to your authentic self. Number three is let go of the uncontrollable. Accept life as it is. When you do, endless possibilities appear for you. And number four, we're all made of the same thing. And number five is life is fullest when you're most true to yourself. So where do you need to wake up and begin living a more conscious life? What are you thinking? What are you saying and reinforcing? Where are you emotionally ignited? The more energy you have towards a thought, belief, or action, the quicker that will manifest. Is it what you want, or are you plugged by what you don't want? Do you say things like, I'm sick and tired of this and that? And then do you find yourself sick and tired? Pay attention to all the comments that you're saying. Right now, it's wintertime. Are you buying into wintertime you get the flu? Or are you creating a healthy environment and world you live in? Notice the world around you and what you're connecting with. When you have certain beliefs and thoughts, I ask that you start paying attention to those things. Notice how there are many people who don't think or believe that way. Use them as a model of life. Doesn't have to be like getting the flu. There's many people out there who never get the flu. What is right for you? Pay attention to what you're creating. My hope is that you become a great observer and notice what's happening in your world. When it's not like you want, you always have another choice. It's freeing when you don't make yourself wrong or any others. In my experience, when working with other people, when you feel empowered by knowing that you can make the choices you desire, it makes the practice of judging others easier to let go of. It changes your world. It's one step to living a more meaningful life, that you're making choices based on the purpose of your life. As Gay Hendricks says, every utterance out of our mouth serves one of two intentions, discovery or justification. Where do you want your focus? Some big revelations that I had as I began to become conscious of living my best life, I learned that your thoughts create your reality, so watch my thinking. I learned about how I was playing in the world, what was driving my life, the roles I've chosen to play, the way I've given meaning to things that happen, and how I'm responsible for the way my life is going. I learned about my beliefs, both guiding and limiting. I learned about how I attract into my life that which I desire and sometimes that which I don't. I learned about loving me, all of me, the qualities that I've labeled as bad or wrong, and even how to step into my gifts. It's been a whole new world opening up for me. It's a whole new way of seeing how the world works. I learned that I had to release old patterns and let go of things that no longer served the life I desired. It's freeing and affirming for me. It's why I feel so passionate about teaching others about becoming conscious. The world is yours in whatever way feels perfect for you. It's loving and supporting. It's creative and has so many possibilities of how to live your life. It's yours for choosing. It happens with your desire for your personal transformation. It's taking the steps to make it happen. It's so much easier when you have others to go along with you or have people like me that guide and support you along the way. The trick is to make sure you're focused on what you want. Even if right now you're thinking that your life is a mess or not as you want, remember, you have the ability to change that and create the life you want. It's amazing how quickly the world around you changes when you change your focus. You're the director of your life. Choose the roles and adventure that will fulfill your dreams. You have choices. There are great benefits to this conscious life. You feel the freedom of it being your choice. You feel in charge of your life by knowing you're responsible for your life. You see how all of this becomes fun because you're creating and living your best life. It's fun because you feel empowered. You feel alive because life is moving in the direction of your will. Take a moment and think about the chatter in your head or what you verbalize. Is it on what you want? like, my day unfolds in perfect peace and harmony. I'm able to handle all situations with ease and joy. Or is it in a direction that you don't want, like, hurry up, why are you always late? Or are you hearing about what a lousy job you do? Just notice the difference. Notice your body. I certainly wasn't taught to pay attention and that I was the director and playwright of my life. That's what's so fun about becoming conscious. You realize what you're choosing, and you know you can always choose again. You might have to learn new ways to phrase what you're saying or catch your thoughts before they tailspin. It's all about baby steps along the way. Just be willing to make another choice. Other ways to become conscious are, whenever you feel out of sorts or off course, it's time to take a pause and reflect about what's happening. It's always because of your thinking and feeling. Often you put more attention on what you don't want than what you do want. For example, when a golfer comes upon water hole, where do you think the focus is? Usually the water. It's so easy to say, I don't want to go in the water. But if you don't want to go in the water, where is your focus? The shot should be where you want your ball to land, whether it's right before the water or on the grass over the water. See, you're focused on where you want to go rather than where you don't want to go. That same thing happens hundreds and thousands of times each day. We tend to focus more on what you don't want. That's often why people have a hard time accepting that you're co-creating your life. You think, I wouldn't create being this frazzled. But think about what your thoughts are. Are they something like, work is requiring too much from me. My house is a mess. I've done too much. My kids are in too many activities. I never have time to slow down. Where are you focusing on what you don't want? It is absolutely wonderful when you've made the shift in your life to focus on what you want. It takes structures in your life to help you be on track and then to get back on track. I have calendars galore of positive affirmations all around me. Life happens, and you can default to old patterns. I have an app on my phone and my iPad that I got from Huffington Post that's a GPS for the soul. The app reminds me to check in with my soul. Little things like that are important for your transformation. You'll find what's right for you. The changes you will see and feel will be absolutely amazing and life-changing. It takes discipline and accountability to keep moving to making your dreams come true. And the process continues. You continue awakening to other areas in your life that you know you want different. Another huge awakening for me was learning about my relationship with God. All my life I've been raised in church. The God I knew growing up and until my divorce was a judging God, a punitive God. He was in the sky and way out there watching my every move and seeing how bad I was when I wasn't perfect. That was the world I'd created in my mind and life. I knew I was a good person, but I didn't feel it because of all this judging and condemning. I came across the Course of Miracles. The Course of Miracles says your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you've built against it. Remember back to loving yourself, saying, I love you in the mirror? The task then is to remove the blocks, whether they're obstacles of limited thinking, old hurt, unforgiveness, outdated beliefs, or resentments. This work is about surrendering these obstacles so you're open to this divine calling. As Marianne Williamson says, spiritual progress is like a detoxification. Things have to come up in order to be released. Once you have asked to be healed, then our unhealed places are forced to surface. The Course teaches that there are only two emotions, love and fear, and anything that is not love is a call for love. I realized how much of my life was based on fear. As I became conscious of my thoughts, words, and actions, I realized I didn't need to live in fear of doing something wrong. So much of my life was lived by fear rather than being open and trusting in a greater plan. I could make my choices based on love rather than the fear of the consequences. I learned that heaven is right here on earth. I learned that God was a loving God. I learned about surrendering to a higher power to lead my journey. I learned that life was a process of unraveling all that isn't your higher self. I learned that every step of my life has guided me to here, to living this grand life, even those parts of me I wished hadn't happened or felt shameful about. When you move through your fears, your limitations, you see more success and have a greater self-worth because your focus is on what's possible. Marianne Williamson says, it's not enough to say no to a life of fear. You must say yes to a life of love. As you make this shift to living a more conscious life, it's often referred to as a spiritual awakening or being enlightened. Congratulations, you're on your way. The affirmation for lesson 4 is, I am aware of my every choice. I can choose again and again so that my life is headed in the direction of my higher self. And the two action steps are, the first one is to take time each day to look at the segment of your life that you chose and think about, what is it that you really, really, really desire? Where are you now with it? Where is your focus in regards to your dreams? What are your beliefs around this? What are your thoughts about achieving your dreams? Remember, this lesson is on becoming conscious, so you want to pay attention to everything that you're thinking and saying. How could you surround yourself with possibilities of what you desire? What would you need to do? Keep track of what you're saying to yourself about your dreams. Each day, do something that would focus on your dreams. Make a habit to keep it in your mind. And then the second exercise is to keep track of your thoughts. And I ask you to make a T-chart of love and fear. At the top of a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of the page, and across the top, make the capital T. At the top of one side of the page, write the word fear. And on the other side of the page, love. And your task is to keep track of all the activities and thoughts that happen in your day and to categorize whether you do them from love or fear using the area that you've chosen. For instance, if you get up in the morning and you notice that you're raging, pushing everyone around to get ready, ask yourself, what is that about? Is that a loving way to handle your days? Your day, others, and yourself? It's more of an example of fear. So what fear is guiding you here? Are they thoughts of, I'll lose my job if I'm late, I'm not responsible, I have to keep everyone on track? Write these down under fear and notice all the talk. Then think about, how could you handle that same situation with love? Keep track of this for a week and become conscious of the thoughts that you're thinking. Awareness is the first step to changing anything. Wow, that's a lot to be happening for today. So that's the end of lesson 4, becoming conscious, and it's a big step in the process of making your dreams come true. And lesson 5 begins the second section of knowing thyself, looking inside. And it's about, what are you thinking? I look forward to our connection on lesson 5.